This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My writings in the early 21st century. Prior to leaving the UAE and moving to Qatar, I was under attack from extremist Salafis led by Abu Khadija in the UK, in Birmingham. Abu Khadija, who I'd known from early 90s, who I knew had not studied anywhere. His Quranic recitation was weak, in shambles. His knowledge of Arabic was less than zero. But due to his being around the sheikhs when they came to the UK, etc., their familiar face, he became trusted by them and he became the spokesman. And people started to look up to him as he took the stage and led the attack on all those who had preceded him in the da'wah, inviting people to pure Islam, Salafia, whether in name or in concept. And now he became the whip. So he, after smashing or damaging, attacking, etc., a number of other speakers, he came around to me and he started attacking me for sitting with Tablighis and Ikhwanis and Jamaati Islamis, and because I had no belief in isolation. If I differed with people on certain issues, I could still sit with them. They're still Muslims, they're still concerned about Islam, etc. So I didn't allow differences to now isolate myself, you know, from the rest of Muslims. So this is what the extremist view held. If the person is of the people of bid'ah, they have bid'ah in their different aspects of their belief or in their practice or whatever, so you should have nothing to do with them. If they come walking down the street, you should walk on the other side of the street. You don't give salams to them. So, a very extreme element. Sadly enough, it destroyed and decimated the ranks of those who were trying to propagate correct Islam, free from the cultural baggage which had corrupted it to a large degree amongst, in the practice of Muslims from all over the world. So, under the attack of being not a true Salafi and so on, so on, so, I identified a book, Mujmal Masail al-Iman, General Issues of Faith, which had been put together by some of the leading students from Jordan, leading students of Sheikh Nasruddin al-Albani, in which they had identified the big issues where people have deviated in large numbers, especially in modern times, and provided the correct response to those issues with the evidences, etc. So basically, I agreed with everything that was in the book. So I said, people who are questioning my aqidah, etc., you want to know what it is? Here is the book. I translated it, I put my commentary on it, and if you want to attack, you can attack that work where everything has been laid out. This book was printed in Dar al-Fatah Press before I left. among the last things which were printed there, and reprinted and distributed. So it represents my statement of faith, how I believe regarding these major issues, you know, revolt against rulers, etc., etc., which was on the rise at that time. So, alhamdulillah, it has been distributed in Africa, in Asia, and elsewhere. And it represents, till today, my aqidah in these specific issues, modern issues of contention regarding the faith of Islam. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.